Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello, welcome to Hicksville, a place that is everywhere and nowhere and doesn't cost a penny.
Avec Véronica.
So not a burden on any government's purse, entirely free. And how marvellous it is that much of our summer entertainment in the Gers is free. Starting with this Thursday over at Lectour, they have Vespers accompanied by the magnificent organ in the Cathedral of Saint-Gervais. That starts at 6:30 and anyone can attend. It's every Thursday throughout July and August. And not to be outdone, down the road, Florence has its own organ recital on Friday. Now, organ recital, by the way, for those who don't know, is what British people of a certain age who get together after some time has elapsed, indulge in when they talk about all their aches and pains. That is what is known as an organ recital. But back to the real thing, the festive org at the lovely Church of Florence, that starts at 7. The programme intriguingly entitled Mozart en Swing. Also starting this week at the same time as the Nuit Musicale d'Armagnac, it's the 15th Festival of Music En Chemin on the 24th, 25th, 26th. And for this there is a nominal charge. Concerts start at 11:30 and then in the evening at 7 or 7:30, and most of it at La Romieux. Wonderful rounds of Baroque music, mostly in the Collegiate Church. Another event that goes on till mid-August is a lovely exhibition of paintings under the banner Regards sur le Gers at Plieux, with some gorgeous iterations of our special place. And as we know, food and music are two of life's great pleasures, so on Saturday we have a soirée gourmande at Dérobe, starting at 7, promising delicious charcuterie and artisanal ice cream. Not together, obviously. The gastronomic specialities will be accompanied by the guitar playing of XIB. Now, you could read that in several ways. That could be 11, B, or Xi, as in the Chinese surname of the General Secretary of the Communist Party, or the 14th letter of the Greek alphabet. I don't know what the answer is, but you can find him on YouTube if you want to familiarise yourselves with the music. Up at the Bastion at Lectour on Sunday, they're having an apéro with the Burning Choir Trio, and that's also free entertainment. The arts need sponsors, patrons, and sometimes government subsidies. In the Gers, it's less complicated, but when we have artists coming from somewhere else, they do have to be paid. The new director of the Louvre was just saying that once Mona gets her new room, which we discussed before, they will be charging for the privilege. In Britain, art institutions have long believed that entrance to museums should be free. But they also charge for special exhibitions. We just have to accept that and make the most of what is free. Personally, I would have a culture card for citizens of any city to have discounted tickets. Finally, I was trying to find a new Superman in English, but he hasn't landed yet in our cinemas, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. In preparation, I watched the very first, with the wonderful and ultimately tragic Christopher Reeve. In the week that we heard that Margot Kidder, his incredibly brave Lois Lane, has fallen on very hard times. Watching that film, 1973, it was very slow. The introduction itself took 40 minutes, and there was no CGI. Gene Hackman was a real villain, a speculator, and an out-and-out monster. One thing that struck me, though, was now that AI can resurrect actors, I think that Marlon Brando, who played Superman's enigmatic dad, and who is now sadly sitting in some restaurant in the sky, would be the perfect person to appear as Elon Musk if he should ever be depicted in a drama. You heard it here.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you next time.
www.dfm930.com